I'm Steve Junker with the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, Cape Cod Conservatory of Music and Art is holding a martini contest this Friday. It's part of a fundraiser. It sounds like a great idea, and I don't even know what it means. What is a martini contest?
Well, they are getting eight different venues, mostly restaurants, together to make their best martini. And the people who are there, they're going to be voting on the most artistic martini. The event is the third annual Artini Partini, and it's at the Cape Cod Museum of Art in Dennis. People can just sip, vote for their favorites, and then there's all other kinds of other things to do, too. They've got food provided by Van Rensselaer's Restaurant of Wellfleet, live music, a live painting event by Neil Collins, and then there's a live and silent raffle. So it's a party for a good cause, and you get to vote for your favorite martini.
Dancing for a Cure holds its fourth annual dance marathon on Saturday. This is a fundraiser. It seems like it's been a very successful event. People really enjoy this.
They do, and they dance and dance. It's 4 hours of, well, they say nonstop dancing. It's supposed to go from 6 to 10 on Saturday at Cape Cod Academy in Osterville. But they do get breaks. They need to drink every now and then. So there are area groups and schools who are going to be performing short pieces in between. And Stephanie Viva of WCOD Radio is going to be the DJ and the MC, and people are invited to join in the dancing or just come and watch them do it.
A volunteer orchestra is celebrating its 40th birthday with a concert on Sunday. Tell us about this.
This is the Cape Cod Concert Band, and the event is 40 and Fabulous, a Happy Birthday Pops concert. It's at 3 o'clock on Sunday at the Pope John Paul II High School Auditorium in Hyannis. And it started out back in the 1970s as the Cape Cod Wind Ensemble, and they're going to be honoring the band founder, Tony Stevens. But then the rest of the program was selected by members of the band, a lot of whom have played with the band for more than 20 years. They've got a mix of marches, military music, movie music, and then there's Happy Birthday Around the World, which is a novelty piece that includes 17 percussion instruments.
A band playing in North Falmouth on Friday has a great name and a great backstory.
Yes, their name is Puffy Elvis. Just conjure up an image in your mind. And they're playing from 4 to 7 on Friday at the Beach House Restaurant in North Falmouth. And Puffy Elvis started out several years ago as part of a Falmouth High School talent show to raise money for a cause. They wanted to get the faculty involved. So this group has been playing together for 6 years, and it's composed of 10 current and former Falmouth High teachers and guidance counselors. Plus, they've got a former student, and they say the occasional appearance of friends and fathers-in-law. They play music from the 1960s to the present, and they're hoping to do that kind of show at the Beach House on a regular basis.
Looking ahead, Pilgrim Monument and Provincetown Museum is opening a big exhibit next Tuesday. It tells the story of Provincetown in Wales that many people don't know.
Well, a lot of people think of Nantucket and New Bedford. Maybe it's the Moby Dick thing in terms of whaling in this area. But Provincetown had more than 160 ships that were outfitted between 1820 and 1920. And that made it the third highest in voyages of all American ports during that time. So the exhibit is called Forgotten Port, Provincetown's Whaling Heritage, and it traces the history of the town from when they were hunting whales, which really built the town on the money from that, and then they went to do a lot of the whaling in the Azores, brought back a lot of Portuguese seamen, which started the fishing village there. And now Provincetown, since the 1970s, has been known for saving whales with the Provincetown Center for Coastal Studies. The exhibit opens Tuesday, but it's going to be on display through November 30th, so you've got all kinds of time to see it.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you.